You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. There are still many messy discrepancies between state law and federal law regarding cannabis use. Last week, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions reversed three memos from the Obama administration that had instructed federal agents not to interfere with marijuana-friendly state laws. That's cause for concern for many Californians. And for the estimated 5 million immigrants living here who are not U.S. citizens, the stakes are often higher than for those who have citizenship. I'm joined by KALW's immigration reporter Nina Gensler-Debs to talk about what California's new cannabis law will mean for immigrants here in the Bay Area. Okay, so Nina, are the rules different for citizens than for immigrants?
Well, as we know, state law and federal laws don't always line up, particularly when it comes to something like marijuana. Immigration is regulated by federal law, and nationally, it's a crime to possess, buy, or sell marijuana. And federal law, of course, trumps state law. So even if you're obeying California mandates, you can still get in trouble with federal authorities, like, for example, ICE.
So up until now, what has it meant when immigrants are caught, say, with possession of marijuana?
Well, basically, it would jeopardize your ability to stay in the United States, depending on what the conviction was. And marijuana convictions have had a huge impact on immigrant communities throughout the United States. According to the Marshall Project, an estimated 11,000 people were deported for marijuana-related crimes between 2014 and 2016. So immigrant advocates are really interested in looking at the changing relationship between immigration and drug enforcement.
Sure.
I talked to Angie Yunk. She's a supervising attorney with the Immigrant Legal Resource Center, and she just helped write a report trying to understand what Prop 64 could mean for immigrants here in California.
We have been looking at the impact of state laws and state policies on immigrants, and in particular around this debate nationally of the medical use of marijuana and the legalization or decriminalization of certain crimes, how they can impact immigrants.
So Young sees a lot of cases where immigrants have been subject to pretty serious consequences for a marijuana conviction. She told me about one lawful permanent resident named Maria, who had a medical condition that she treated with a kind of marijuana ointment. So she was growing some plants.
And she ended up being arrested for a kind of cultivation of marijuana. And for that reason, she was prosecuted and she had an aggravated felony.
So let me interrupt here for a moment to explain. This is an example of something that is really complicated. There are some marijuana convictions that can be designated as something called an aggravated felony for non-citizens. It's kind of a misnomer because the crime doesn't actually have to be aggravated or even a felony. It could be a nonviolent misdemeanor, like, for example, growing marijuana plants for your own personal use. But if the conviction is listed as one of the possible aggravated felonies, it automatically is upgraded on your record. And that is pretty serious because aggravated felonies are deportable offenses. And once you have one on your record, you are permanently ineligible for a visa or a green card.
Even if you're just growing plants. So how would Prop 64 change that kind of situation?
Well, it's likely that it would prevent more cases like Maria's from happening. By the way, that case turned out okay for Maria. She was able to undo that conviction in court. Here's how Angie Yunk says it would work.
When you decriminalize something like marijuana and you never have a conviction, then there's no ability for the federal government to kick you out because you don't have a conviction for that. So that can protect a lot of people from getting that. And in many cases, too, it allows more lawful permanent residents to have an easier path to become citizens.
Okay, so I understand how Prop 64 can prevent people from being deported. I get that. But how can it help residents get citizenship?
Well, that's pretty simple. If you don't have a drug conviction on your record, then there's a much greater chance you're eligible for citizenship. And furthermore, let's say you got handed a conviction for a drug offense and you're serving time, or you've already served time and now it's on your record. Basically, Prop 64 allows people to go to court to overturn some of these past convictions.
And that can provide some relief for folks and for people currently in the process. You know, we're hoping that those cases can be pulled over so we can resolve them in the future so that they don't have to undo their cases because that takes a lot of effort.
Okay, so this sounds like the new landscape is pretty beneficial for immigrants. But is there a catch anywhere?
Not so much of a catch as much as the possibility of feeling maybe a false sense of security.
There are some provisions that basically allow some immigrants, if they admit to using a controlled substance under federal law, that they could use those admissions against them to not give them an immigration benefit or deny them entry in the country. also, for some undocumented people, it could pose problems for them if they get interviewed by an immigration officer asking, have you ever used marijuana, even if they thought it was legal?
So that could also be true for lawful permanent residents, but that kind of situation would only happen probably if they were returning to the United States from another country and got stopped at the border. So immigration advocates and attorneys are advising non-citizens to never admit using marijuana to federal agents. Also, Young says that any immigrant who might consider working in the marijuana industry, so as a contract farm worker or in a dispensary, you should know that that kind of work can put you at a much higher risk in terms of your legal status.
That's a difficult situation here in California where it's legalized right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks very much, Nina.
No problem. Thanks, Ben.